The Jews that don't believe Jesus is Messiah are going to miss that salvation. In Hebrew, Yeshua means salvation. He is salvation. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. The book of Zechariah says He's going to come. He's going to set His foot on the Mount of Olives. He's going to return to Israel. And He's coming in judgment and wrath. He's not the same Jesus of the pagan Christmas holiday. He's coming in judgment and wrath. And unless you repent, unless you turn from your ways, unless you open the Holy Scriptures, unless you obey God, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Christ does not want religious services on the weekends. Christ wants submitted lives, following Him in holiness and obedience and righteousness with all that you are. If you truly were a born-again child of God, you would hear and love God's word. But guess what? You're a child of Satan if you can't hear the word of God and love it and live it and walk in it. You truly are a child of Satan if you cannot follow the word of God, hear it, love it, walk in it, obey it. Jesus makes it clear His people hear His voice and they follow Him. He said, "My sheep hear My voice and they follow Me." You're not following Jesus Christ as you follow the ways of the world. You're not following Jesus Christ as you live after a pattern of this world. You're not following Jesus as you follow American churchianity. You're not following Jesus if you're part of the American church system. You're not following Jesus as you keep every false way. God is a God of hope and light and truth. If you walk in unbiblical ways, if you walk in false ways, if you walk in lies, it's evidence you're not of God. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever you're sowing, you're going to reap, neighbor. Sow to goodness, sow to righteousness, sow to mercy and truth, sow to eternal life. Don't sow to the flesh, don't sow to mammon and money making. Don't sow to emotionalism of the American church system. All their music and pride and vanity and their false traditions and their pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, and the worldliness and corruption and unrighteousness so easily besets you. The Bible says, walk in all of His ways. We've been talking about it all day. Autonomy, self-government. You're going to govern yourself against the will of God. That absolutely is not what God calls His people to. Adam and Eve couldn't obey one commandment, and God cast them out of the garden. How many sins is America and the church systems keeping against this holy God? He is loving. He's long-suffering. He's merciful. But you don't know what day you're going to die and when judgment is going to come, neighbor. Judgment's going to come, or His return, and you'll be outside of the kingdom of God. And you'll have no hope at eternal life. Why would you risk your life, neighbor, your soul? Why would you risk every false way that is so corruptible. See, we're supposed to seek that which is incorruptible. That which is incorruptible, we're supposed to seek. Seek the incorruptible. Don't seek the corruptible. I walked over, put a gospel card in the guitar guy's case. If you seek the corruptible, you have a chance of eternal life. Jesus said, everything my Father has not planted will be uprooted. We don't want you to be uprooted. We don't want you to be pulled out of your American churchianity, out of your false flesh. Excuse me, your fleshly false faith. We don't want you to be following the platitudes of the culture. I think, I believe, I feel. No. The Bible says, walk in holiness and righteousness. You're not holy if you live like the American church. You're not holy if you live like the American culture. You're not holy if you love the things of the world. Sports, politics, entertainment. None of this is of a holy God.
In living form, man. Yeah. What do you think the gospel is?
What is the path to eternal life? Somebody asked you.
Seeking first the kingdom of God. It looks like God. It looks like humanity. It looks like goodness. It looks like people loving one another. It looks like people helping one another.
Is that going to save your soul?
Well, Christ saved my soul.
How?
How? He came into my life at the age of 10. And he's been controlling my life and ordering my steps ever since.
Do you know what the biblical gospel is?
Tell me.
That all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right?
Absolutely.
The wages
correct.
Of sin is death. Christ
correct.
Came and he shed his blood and became a sacrifice for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us
very
that we might
so.
Be made the righteousness of God.
Yes.
Amen.
What
glory
must
to God.
We do that? Brother, what must we do to be saved?
Well, the Bible says, in fact, our master.
Your heart,
well, hold on.
Confess.
No, well, no, actually.
Go ahead, let me hear what you have
the
to say.
First words of our master, who I'm going to go with that, in his ministry were, repent!
Very much
or
so.
You will perish.
You
so
go.
Repentance after faith comes is a changing of your mind, a changing of your ways. And when you repent, God sees a willing vessel. You'll come out of the world. You'll come out of the false church systems. You'll fight your flesh. You'll come out of Satan's kingdom. This is Satan's kingdom.
Okay.
And you'll seek, you mentioned it. I love that verse. You'll seek the kingdom of God. And then my brother will tell you what will happen to you when God sees a willing vessel that's willing to obey by faith and repentance.
Let me hear this.
What must happen? What did Jesus say in John 3?
John 3.
He said, you must
be born again.
Or you will not see the kingdom of God. You know what born again means?
Tell me.
What does it mean? It's a changing of your heart and your mind through the Spirit of God. And then, as fruit that you've been born again, what happens?
You produce all the fruit.
The fruit of the Spirit. All goodness, righteousness, and truth.
And Jesus said in John 15, I love to tell people this, American Christians. Jesus said in John 15, not a little bit of fruit. Jesus said much fruit. Because I used to have an orchard. Guess what I did with apple trees that produced a little bit of fruit? Where'd they go? In my fireplace. But the good trees that produce much fruit, I nurtured. And
there you go. But keep it up. I saw you from over there, and I'm like, wow.
So then, one more thing. We must strive and endure to the end, right?
Very much so.
Do you believe in once saved, always saved?
Are you guys married?
Yes, very
okay.
much so.
Do you have to continue in your marriage?
Very much
could
so.
Could you ruin it?
No.
You could.
No,
sure
no,
you
no.
could.
No,
could
no.
she ruin it by running off with another man?
No, no. Well, in that sense.
Yep.
That's if
we can ruin
mind.
Our saving faith if we don't follow and obey
right.
Christ.
That's why we have to daily renew. Daily.
Yes. We have the hope of daily. Salvation today. You have the hope of a godly marriage today. Tomorrow she's going
to
try hard. You're going
to
try hard. Every day. As soon as he turns away and stops trying and runs with other women, your covenant's
years.
Over.
God has
your covenant's
it.
Over.
But keep up
so
the
how,
good work.
So how, question for you. Do you believe the gospel we just preached?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
How deep have you gone in it?
Very deep.
As the Word of God, a question for you then. Did you know that the gospel of Jesus Christ calls you out of the Word?
Of course.
What does that mean?
You're no longer part of this.
Yeah.
Come out. You know that you come out of sports, politics,
whatever.
Entertainment,
it's all about God.
TV and movies.
All about God.
And that you have to live a life of holiness, righteousness, and obedience. Did you know that God's Word teaches us in holiness that we got to come out of the world? We got to come out of false man-made religion. Do you go to a church?
I do.
Which one?
I'm Baptist. But we know Smith started that. I can give you the names of all the persons who started.
I was just going to ask you. But Jesus said, because we love you.
But,
Jesus said if you keep man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. The Baptists keep Christmas, Easter. These are man-made traditions.
No, we know that.
But you're worshiping God in vain then.
No, I'm not.
Sure you are.
Oh,
Jesus said so.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Jesus said so.
My salvation has been called. I have an election.
If you don't obey God, you're going to lose your soul.
My friend, we all disobey God.
We repent. We don't live in willful sin.
But listen, that's why you have
Christmas,
to pick up,
Easter
that's
is
why
willful
you have to
sin.
Pick up your cross daily.
But you're not daily doing it if you don't obey God.
All right. Did you know that God's Word teaches us how to biblically dress? How to cover our temple biblically, that women are to cover their heads. Did you know that calls us outer? Do you know that the Baptists are not biblical, sir?
Praise
I love
Lord
you enough to tell you this.
No religion is.
No, there
isn't. Not even the one you are.
Much left.
I only follow God's word.
Well, that's fine.
You got to come out of the world. You got to come out of the church systems. Test yourself. Most people are very deceived. The American Christians are the most deceived. Because they have a placebo Christianity.
Yes, okay,
from your president right now, preach the word. Pray for their salvation.
No, it's not. It's not
the Bible.
No.
It's all about Jesus and the Bible.
No, yeah, but what do you mean here? Focus on the word. The Jehovah's Witnesses carry Bibles around, and they're not true.
But it's not the word. That's
a
cult.
They have a word. It is a cult. But the Baptists are just a cult, too. What's the gospel to eternal life?
What is Jesus? What is God?
Jesus is the Word made flesh. Everything I believe matches the Word of God. What's the gospel? Can you give me the gospel to eternal life? Don't call me brother until you preach the gospel to me and you come out of the world. No Bible verse says accept Jesus. No Bible verse says accept Jesus.
Believe in Him and what He did for you, and that alone, nothing else.
You don't have to repent?
Nothing else. Yes, you do.
You just said nothing else. So you have to believe, you have to repent. Do you have to be born again?
Yes, you do.
Do you have to walk in holiness and obedience?
Yes, you do.
You just said nothing else but believe.
But to do you have to be baptized?
I teach water baptism, but if you got run over by a truck going to be baptized in obedience, you're still going to make it to the kingdom of God.
Correct.
It's a symbol of what God's done inside you.
That's correct.
But you willfully would do it.
But you willfully
will come out of the world, too.
Yes,
if you don't come out of the world, you're going to lose your soul.
James
4:4 says you're an enemy of God if you live like the world.
One more question, though. Where do you live?
I live with God in the Spirit and the Word.
This is not our home. You know that as well.
This is Satan's kingdom. And if you're walking through here enjoying it, you're part of it. Are you here preaching the gospel? Where's your gospel card?
No, I'm looking for my wife and my daughter.
Okay, so what are you guys doing here?
Because we're down here helping my mother.
Okay. So do you belong to a church system?
Absolutely.
Which one?
Woodland.
What's the name of it?
Woodland Community Church, but I also...
It's evangelical.
I belong to...
Non-denominational. Their pagan holiday.
My church at home is LaGrange Bible Church.
Okay. LaGrange where?
LaGrange School of the Bible, Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming.
Little bitty Bible school in Wyoming.
Yeah. See, the problem is, all of these places that are keeping this idea that you could be in the world, that you can keep pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter, that you can dress worldly and fashionable. You look pretty fashionable. You're supposed to come out and dress the way God told us to dress.
Listen.
God dressed us in Genesis 3. Did you know that?
But don't forget, God also knows your heart.
Your heart is shown on your outside. I don't cuss because I have a clean heart because of the Holy Spirit. If I cussed, I couldn't just say I have a clean heart.
Right.
You dress like a worldly man, so you got to clean yourself up.
You keep going all over.
Because you need to hear some truth,
sir.
LaGrange Church ain't getting it done for you. You need some truth. You need to
be told
unless you repent of your man-made churchianity, you're going to be put outside the kingdom of God. Because you're practicing lies.
When I'm working out in the wheat fields.
I preach all over Wyoming. I love Wyoming.
I know, it's wonderful. But listen, when I'm out in the wheat fields, I was at the granary with my friend Steve.
What town is that in?
It's Wyoming. But listen.
No, what town?
Got the hat for free. Now listen, praise the Lord. I went to Goodwill. Everything I'm wearing is from Goodwill.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
Women can wear bikinis from Goodwill. It doesn't mean they're biblical.
Look, I'm wearing long sleeves.
You're not covering yourself up, sir. And by the way, men aren't supposed to preach with their heads covered. Women are supposed to cover. Does your wife cover her head?
Right now it is, yeah.
What do you mean now it is? What does she have on?
She's got a hat on.
A hat, but that's not a head covering for a woman. She's supposed to wear a cloth
anyway,
veil.
Hey,
see, the reason I bring all this stuff up is because this is the stuff that these man-made churches don't teach you. And Jesus said, you worship me in vain for the keeping of man-made traditions.
And
you're worshiping God in vain.
And there's something else you need to understand. That I'm sure
Mark 7.
I'm
you're worshiping God in vain.
I'm sure you understand. God knows your heart. You need to stay in a walk with Christ. You do need to repent.
Your heart is shown by your works. Faith without works is dead. And if you live, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey and keep my commandments.
You
didn't know the gospel, sir. How can you be my brother? You didn't know the gospel. You got to repent. You got to repent. You didn't even know the gospel. All he said is believe in Jesus for the gospel. That's not the gospel, folks. You walk after Christ in righteousness. And your works are shown by a godly heart. These American Christians make excuses for sin. And we have to call it out for the love of our neighbor. You can't live in willful sin, feminization, pride and vanity, worldliness, carnality, and claim a holy God. You just can't. You got to turn from all unrighteousness. You got to turn from every false way. You got to seek God. The Bible says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You're not seeking God living like the culture. Jesus said in the last days, they'll be eating, drinking, marrying, and sudden destruction comes upon them. We don't want that for our neighbors. You got to repent. You got to come out of the world. You got to come out of all of your worldliness and flesh and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth. You're not doing that today as you walk in a pattern of the world, neighbor. The Bible says, test all things.
Hey, brother.
You wouldn't be of the world if you didn't test. If you're of the world, you test everything, you'll come out.
You know, if you had a LGBTQ sign on there, you'd have a big following here.
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
America's Sodom and Gomorrah 2, judgment's coming. I would encourage you, open the scriptures, come out of the culture. And I've got to warn you, because I love you, come out of the church systems. They're part of the problem. I don't know a biblical church anywhere in America that keeps the full commandments of God and calls people out of the world, calls them out of all false ways. Jesus is a God of truth. Do you go to a church system?
Absolutely.
What's, can I ask just the name of it?
That's a Mennonite church.
Oh, you're a Mennonite. You need this. Hold on. I love you. I got a Mennonite track. You don't look like a Mennonite. Is that your wife right up there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are more liberal Mennonites.
We're liberal.
Liberal Mennonites,
that's
okay.
That's what they call us, but we're not liberal. We're gospel-believing.
Yeah, well, that's a card that we give to more traditional Mennonites. We didn't come out of the Mennonites. But the Mennonite faith, it's very corrupted. You're named after a man, sir. Menno would come back and would rebuke that church.
Yeah.
But if you're part of that, sir, aren't you linked to the sin of it?
Hey, I'm following Jesus Christ.
Okay? Why are you named after a man?
What's your name?
My name is Tupos, my name, but we don't have a name on our body. We're Christ followers.
Okay. Well, I'm not here
we're
to
argue with
you. We're
biblical Christ followers.
But I believe I'm born again safe.
If you're not safe, hold on. You're not safe until you are following God for the rest of your life. You can fall away.
That's what I believe.
And if you
do.
Live in sin and willful ways against God, you're going to lose your soul. And one of those would be, the other one's coming up. You got Christmas coming up. Christmas is a pagan holiday handed down by the Roman Catholics. Menno would rebuke you for practicing that.
Okay, let me ask you.
Right?
What church are you in?
I'm part of the one true ecclesia, body of Christ. We don't need a name. We don't have a building. We travel all over the country. We fellowship with people online. Why do we need a name?
I admire what you guys are doing.
Why do you need a name, sir? Did Jesus give us a name?
I'm not here to argue with you.
But we're supposed to reason. Isaiah 1:18 says, come, let us reason. I love you. You're my neighbor. How can you be named after a man, keep pagan holidays, be feminized? Your wife doesn't cover her head like the Bible teaches.
Uh-huh.
Some Mennonites have that right.
Yeah.
And I'm against most Mennonites, the traditional ones. They're wrong.
Okay.
There's a Pinecraft community down here.
That's where we live.
Well, you've seen me preach there then, haven't you?
No, I don't.
You never have? Well, get ready.
Where at?
Get ready. I preach down at the park.
I preach
at the park, and they call the police on me every time.
They do.
And
do
I peacefully
really?
Preach. They're wicked people. They're wicked Pharisees. But we hope one will hear. But you got to come out and walk in truth, sir. If you're really born again, why aren't you walking in truth?
I am walking in truth.
You just admitted.
How do you know?
You're named after a man. You keep the pagan holidays. Your wife is feminized. You're not dressing biblical. This is our temple.
Who was Daniel in the Bible?
Who was Daniel?
Yeah.
was a great man of God in the Bible.
He had a name. He had a name.
I have a name. My name's Chupo.
He's a follower of Christ.
Yeah. But we don't name our denominations after a man. We don't follow pagan holidays. We don't keep feminization and worldliness. What are you doing here today? Are you spreading the gospel, or are you just enjoying yourself with your
coffee? I think I'm going to surprise you, and I'll see you in heaven, okay?
Well, I hope you do, but you got to repent and come out of the Mennonites for that to happen.
Okay.
You're not going to make it there as a Mennonite.
Okay, I'm not here to argue with you, but I...
It's called reasoning, sir.
Did
Jesus reason with
you.
People? Did Jesus reason with people to bring them into the kingdom? Paul said, help the naysayers come in the kingdom. I want you to come in the kingdom. This isn't arguing. This is reasoning. And you know what's interesting, sir? I love you. You said, if you put an LGBT thing on your sign, you'd be popular. You're calling out the LGBT sin, which is a sin. Did you know God hates... pride, vanity,
absolutely.
Discord.
Yeah.
Did you know God hates lies?
Yes.
Every false way.
Absolutely.
You're practicing
they
lies.
Won't inherit the kingdom.
You're practicing.
Oh,
yeah. This is my wife, Sister Anna.
Hi.
Would you believe he's a Mennonite? The more liberal.
I'm not liberal.
He lives in Pinecraft. How do you get along with all of the traditional ones, the Amish and the Mennonites there?
I was born Amish.
Yeah, I figured that.
Amish.
I figured that.
I grew up Amish.
But see, you left them because they're full of false ways. You went to the Mennonites, they're full of false ways.
Well, I left them because of modern conveniences.
We're not against all that. But, but we don't have televisions. We don't sit there and watch the news. We don't do TV, movies, sports. That's all of the world.
Fine. That's fine.
Most
of it is depressing anyway. I do watch news.
Well, you're of the world
correct.
Then. James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world makes you God's enemy, sir.
I'm not a friend of the world.
Sure.
I guarantee you that.
It says if you're fond of the things of the world. Friend means fond. Are you fond? Why do you have a TV if you're not fond of the things of the world?
I watch the gospel on TV.
The gospel? Who preaches the biblical gospel on TV?
I'm just going to leave because we can't.
Sure we can. Who preaches the biblical gospel on TV? I'd like to know who that is.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Like who?
Well, John Hagee. Oh,
he is a heretic false teacher, sir.
He is. I'm sorry you think that way.
He is.
I'm sorry you
You don't
think
take the truth very serious, and Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And Revelation 22 says, if you love and practice one lie, I've showed you about six, you're going to miss the kingdom of God. You need to repent.
Hey, this is why you don't following. This is why you don't have a following.
What, telling the truth?
No.
The day I have to compromise with you and your feminized wife to have a following... I don't need a following. I follow Jesus. I don't need a following. I tell people to follow him.
That's who I follow.
That's how you fill
Jesus
up your church.
Christ.
You have a different Savior. You're being deceived.
No,
need to rebuke you. Unless you repent, you're an old man. You're going to die in your sin, and you're going to lose your soul unless you repent, you old Mennonite heretic. Repent. For the kingdom of God has come. Turn and seek the kingdom of God, neighbors. So I had to rebuke that man because... he had a long time, and he's tampering and toying with the things of God, and I can't allow that. He needed a rebuke. He's an old man. He's going to die soon like me, and he doesn't need to hear some cream puff gospel, John Hagee gospel. You got to be kidding me. He needs to hear the righteousness and the truth. You walked up, Sister. I'm anything to say.
Yeah, did you hear what he said to me after you walked?
No.
He said, I feel sorry for you, wife.
Yep.
I just ignored him.
Yep, there you go. What did he say? Hey, he said, you don't have a following. I said, we don't have a following. We follow Christ and we tell people to follow Christ. See, this is the mindset of American churchianity. We got 57 people in our building. How about you? Oh, well, the Islam has a billion people. I guess they must be the truth. How ridiculous and foolish.
Jesus said few.
Yeah, Jesus said few, a puny few. Yeah, so looks like it's starting to die down. Take a gospel card and test yourself. It's not okay. Do you love us? Let's talk about the gospel. Let's talk about the gospel. Is dating more important than the gospel? A young guy puts his thumb up and he says, we're on a date, and he wouldn't want to come talk the gospel. So there's a good clue for you. When you're out in the streets and people claim Jesus, but they don't want to talk about the gospel, they don't have Christ, because Christ said, go into the world, preach the gospel, love other believers. We're out here talking to people, trying to get them to test themselves to the word of God, and American churchianity is poisoning and deceiving people. So it's loving to come and tell the truth. It's been a glorious day so far, and we're just about winding up. Thank you, Father, for letting us do this.